When I was a young boy and an altar server, I used to think I knew which priests were the good ones. I had one simple criterion by which I judged all priests. After communion, I watched how closely the priest purified the chalice, the gold cup. I was convinced that the good priests were the ones who, when they purified the chalice, would spin it really fast in their hands, like a professional basketball player spins a basketball on his fingertip. On the other hand, all the priests who purified their chalice slowly and methodically and meditatively were clearly the mediocre ones. They were no good. So when I was ordained, I spun my chalice as fast as I could after communion. I didn't want some little altar server judging me and thinking I was some subpar priest. This past year that Father Stephen has been with us, he has taught me there are actually other criteria for judging which ones are the good priests. And based on these somewhat more spiritual standards, I would say that Father Stephen is an extraordinary priest. I'd like to share a few things about him as a priest, as a small tribute, but as a big thank you. Don't tell him what I'm about to say. First of all, our baby priest has a huge brain. He is extremely intelligent and smart. I don't think he has ever made a B on his report cards. All the other grades were A's, by the way. Do you know what he does while he's eating breakfast in the morning? He watches Jeopardy on his iPad and usually answers before the contestants do. And he doesn't just watch normal Jeopardy. He instead prefers Championship Jeopardy, where the past champions return to wrestle with each other. They don't know it, but they're also wrestling with Father Stephen, and he usually wins. Intelligence is one mark of a good priest. Why? Well, because intelligence helps a priest to be a better preacher. Pope Francis said in his apostolic exhortation called The Joy of the Gospel, a preacher has to contemplate the word, but he also has to contemplate the people. In other words, every clergyman must be a contemplative. We have all been blessed by Father Stephen's brain as its brilliance shines forth in his Sunday sermons. A second criteria for a good priest is musical talent. Father Stephen can sing and play the piano, but he can even play the organ, the so-called queen of instruments. The church's liturgy actually calls the priest celebrant to chant, sing parts of the Mass, which Father Stephen has done on many occasions very beautifully. St. Augustine said that he who sings prays twice. On the other hand, I rarely chant the parts of the Mass. Why? Well, because I'm trying to get the people out of here as fast as I can. I'm trying to make the Mass as short as possible, while he's trying to make the Mass as sacred as possible. You be the judge of which is better. By the way, do you know what Father Stephen's favorite genre of music is? I was surprised when he told me it was jazz. He enjoys listening to jazz while he's cooking. And that brings me to the third criterion of a good priest, namely being self-sufficient or resourceful. Monsignor Guest on Hébert, my first pastor, taught me that every priest must know how to cook his food. I teach my associates that every priest must know how to beg for his food. And do you know what Father Stephen's signature dish is? It's pizza, made from scratch. He prepares half a dozen balls of pizza dough and from scratch, and then he freezes them. And when he's hungry and hankering for a pizza pie, he can prepare it in half an hour. My Christmas present for him this last year was a pizza peel. Do you know what on earth a pizza peel is? I didn't either until the brain told me. It's the large flat plate that is used with a long handle to slide the pizza in and out of the oven. That's a pizza peel. It's great when your kitchen smells like a pizzeria. St. Paul modeled self-sufficiency when he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 9. And when I was with you and in need, I did not burden anyone. A good priest, therefore, is self-sufficient and not needy. A fourth criterion for a clergy is he must be a people person and a people priest. Father Stephen loves to be around the people of God because he loves the people of God. He is literally everywhere. At school events, at Bible study classes, playing the piano with the youth band, giving presentations in Little Rock. Being bilingual, he can waltz in and out of two worlds, the Anglo and the Hispanic. And of course, he is celebrating all the sacraments very slowly. He spends his time hanging out with you all. I spend my time hiding out from you all. Being a people priest makes Father Stephen really relatable. He enjoys watching old episodes of the television shows The Office and Parks and Recreation. He can quote Disney movies and St. Thomas Aquinas. Oh, and he quotes St. Thomas in the original Latin, not in English. And he's a gamer, meaning he loves video games. When his priest friends visit, they make pizza, go to his room, close the door, and conquer the world. A good priest is a people priest. And fifth and final criteria for a good priest can be found in the Gospel of John today. That is obedience. Jesus prepared St. Peter to be obedient to the point of death. When he told him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." That someone else who is leading Father Stephen where he did not expect to go is the bishop. And just like St. Peter, Father Stephen said, "Yes, I will go where you lead me." Why? Well, because Father Stephen did not become a priest to do his own will, but rather the will of God. A good priest can hear the will of God in the voice of his bishop, and a good priest obeys. I know everyone was sad to hear that Father Stephen was leaving to go to another parish when he announced that last weekend. But instead of being sad that he is leaving, we should be glad that we had the chance to know him. Most parishes cannot say that. Personally, I'm kind of happy to see him go. He has raised the bar far too high of being a good priest. Instead of intelligence, musical ability, self-sufficiency, sociability, and obedience, I would rather just practice spinning my chalice faster and avoid the critical eye of the altar servers. Praised be Jesus Christ.